revolution. Time for retribution.
Vegas, Nevada. You're listening to LV Rocks. Noise from Vegas.
Vegas Hosting is your one-stop shop for all of your hosting needs. With up-to-date, state-of-the-art equipment and in excess of 20 carriers servicing the co-location facility, your website is always up. Vegas Hosting offers packages as low as $5.99 a month with no contracts to sign. Visit Vegas Hosting on the web at vegas-hosting.com or call toll-free to discuss your needs at 1-877-286-1052. That's 1-877-286-1052. Vegas Hosting. Hosting with us is not a gamble.
Warning, warning, Spankwagon Radio is now on the air.
This band plays the Metro, all right now if you were to show. This damn sister was awesome, who can whip the horse's ass?
Ladies and gentlemen, it is Friday night, and you are the misfortunate souls to be listening to
Spankwagon Radio.
With me today is the illustrious sub-co-host fill-in for Claude Balls, Diggs Nuts.
What's going on, everybody? Hey, thanks for remembering my alias.
No problem, no problem. You made such a deal about it last week that, you know.
Yeah, I forgot all about my alias.
Forgot about the alias. Well, no, I heard you mention it this morning.
In fact, look, I went and called myself Diggs in the chat room, man.
Oh, you better change that. Hey, folks, you're listening to Spank Wagon Radio. I'm your host, Trencher. And where do we start? Let's see. First, let's start off, if you're listening to us from anywhere, man, put it down. It's okay. We'll get to that.
I have a genuine clicker licker in my hand for the first time ever, man.
You are just
you
surprised.
Guys have immortalized these things.
Yes, we have.
I would have never been even remotely interested in this goofy little thing otherwise. Is it got a whistle on it, too?
Yes, it's a clicker licker pop with whistle.
Amazing.
This thing has so much functionality.
This is amazing, dude.
Yeah, it does a lot.
In orange, my favorite color.
Oh, no, that's orange color. That's peach flavor.
Okay.
Yeesh.
That's good. I'm planning on eating it anyway.
Give your kids here, sugar rush.
Okay, now that's pretty disgusting, man. What's up with that?
What?
The Kari clothes off.
Really, I don't want to kick him.
This is too much information, isn't
we
it?
We may have to kick him. Just too much. We don't want to know about your clothes.
You can come back when you have your clothes on, Kari.
All right, what are you talking about? Check it out. Go to spankwagon.net, click on the cam and chat. You can see our cam, thus our beautiful mugs on the screen there. I mean, we are porn star, internet porn star quality of faces. And then you can also join us in our chat room and let us know that we're, in fact, not internet porn star quality for faces by clicking on the chat. So it's very easy. Very, very easy. Hey, if any time you want to just fucking interrupt us, that's fine. 1-866-LV-ROCKS. That's 1-866-LV-ROCKS. Because I don't know the fucking numbers off the top of my head. Or local Las Vegas, 1-702-383-8120.
I hope Akari was listening so he understands we were just messing with him.
I hope he...
Because he hasn't come back.
Did
I hit ban by mistake?
No, because it just shows kick. It doesn't show kick ban okay. Or K-line or anything like that. So
he should be able to
come
right back.
That's great. You're a co-host, second week, and you're banning my listeners.
I am powerful. Tim won. No,
Tim
that's
won.
Not him.
No, that's definitely not him. But anyhow, that's what's going on. Spank
right, wait. Where is this Claude Balls guy, man?
Claude Balls is still in fucking Dublin, Ohio.
Oh, God.
Still fucking in Ohio. We don't even know if he's listening. Knowing him, he's sleeping right now.
Probably.
So he's like...
Oh, that works better when I turn my headset up.
It does. You can even hear shit.
Yeah. That's probably exactly how you sound when you snore, when you sleep.
Oh, it is, dude.
We'll have to call the wife and say, hey, is this about accurate?
No, you don't need to call the wife. Check this out. A few years ago, I went down. You want to hear stories. You're going to look at me fucking weird. You may even walk out on me on this one.
Halfway there, so it doesn't have to be really that fucked up a story.
From what I've heard, yes, you're right. No. Okay. I have slept with a priest at Disneyland.
What are you talking about, dude?
Okay, check it out. A bunch of us went down to Disneyland. El Smack from Left Wing Army and a friend of mine and a bunch of other friends, they all said, hey, Mark, why don't you come with us, go down to Disneyland? I'm like, I've never been there. Why not? The wife was in Iowa freezing her ass off, and it was that beautiful February 82 degrees we had a couple years ago.
Right.
So I said, okay, I'll go. Went out to Disneyland. Went to Disneyland with all these people, and it was, El Smack and his wife and the pious one, as we call him. Yeah, don't you let the lights blow up?
Well, I should move that.
No big deal. It's internet cams. I mean, what do they look at? They want you to flash them. That's why they...
We should tell them why it's so hazy in here. King Hesh was in here early tonight, and he was filling the joint up with all of his joint smoke or
joint
whatever you want to call it.
Yeah, the problem is, though, is he needs to get a new 2-liter bottle for a bong. Jesus Christ, man.
He does.
Dude, no one uses 2 liters of Shasta. Make my point.
Shasta.
Shasta bong. Anyhow, so here we are at Disneyland, and the first night, of course, Chris was obviously going to sleep in the same bed as his wife, and the other bed, and I'm like, well, okay, I'll take that. And, of course, the pious one, he was in the seminary to be a Catholic priest. He's like, sure. Well, that's fine.
Oh, okay. I thought maybe it was inadvertent.
No.
Because I couldn't hear it. I'm sorry. I shouldn't mess with your controls. I apologize.
I know what I'm doing.
Go ahead. Please continue. I don't mean to interrupt.
I really need a trained monkey. I really fucking need a trained monkey.
Well, I mean, do you want to hear it or you not want to hear it?
Actually, nice and borderline.
Oh, okay. That's how you guys do that?
Mm-hmm.
Was that playing last week?
Yeah.
Oh, I never even heard it.
Yeah, exactly. But it kept your shit moving. Dude, that's like psychological right there.
I think that's a little better.
Okay.
But it's your show. I'm sorry. I just... You know, I was trying to help you out. I thought you left it on by mistake, and I was like, oh, man, I'll make reach over there and turn that off.
Nope, I got them loaded for a reason. Thank you, though. I'm glad you're noticing.
That's why I'm the co-host and not the host.
And that's the funny. We'll get to that in a minute. So anyhow, I have to sleep in this bed with a Catholic priest at Disneyland. So there's it covers that. But I guess I supposedly snored so loud, I kept everyone, all like four or five people, other people in the room, up all night.
Oh, man.
Finally, after the second night of this, I got punched. In the middle of the night, Chris was like, wake the fuck up, roll over, or go outside and snore. Oh, I'm sorry. Ah, he still has his fucking clothes off. What Akari is doing in the chat room is sick.
He was in here 2 seconds and pasted all that. I guess he prepared that before he came. Oh, he's talking about Michael Jackson.
He's talking about that Jackson case. Supposedly.
Oh, he's got the details, huh?
Oh, read them off.
I heard it was pretty graphic details. The younger boy also claimed that he saw Jackson simulate sex with a female mannequin.
At least he got the gender right.
Yeah, and that Jackson walked into a room nude when he was watching the movie The Devil's Backbone. I'm not familiar with that award-winning film. He also said that he witnessed Jackson licking the alleged victim's head.
The mannequin or the kid?
The alleged victim.
Okay.
I don't suspect the mannequin really minded too much.
Dude, the mannequin can see Michael Jackson at this point.
Is the alleged victim a mannequin? Man, that's just getting crazy these days, man. Can't even lick the head of a mannequin without getting sued.
I wonder if there's a mannequin union.
And continuing, and then he observed...
Local clothes modeler 301.
And then he observed Jackson's molesting his brother while he was either asleep or passed out. So this is, I guess, testimony from the transcripts.
So why
the
does Akari... Okay, thank you. Clothes are arranged. Why is someone named Akari Closer Off telling us about child molestation charges on Michael Jackson?
Yeah,
does anybody else get really... And this is one of my faithful listeners. I'm a little creeped out right now.
Well, at least he changed his name for us.
Yeah, at least.
Closer range. I'm not sure what that means, but...
probably on the bed. Who knows?
Man, we need to get like a fan in here or something. Look how hazy it is on our webcam, man.
Yeah,
it's funny. It doesn't look that hazy in here.
Didn't look. Here, we'll just... Let's see. There we go.
No, it's because I got that light shining right into the camera.
Yeah.
That's what does it.
Oh, well.
My bad.
The camera will survive.
Well, we thought it was so important to light up our nifty little sign there.
Yeah, though. We You put a dartboard in the studio this week. And, like, I'm walking in, I'm like, well, shit, there goes my ability to be productive.
I know.
Hey, who wants to play a round of darts?
Prepping for Spankwagon
today.
Included about a 45-minute game of cricket with Khan, myself, and Trench.
Yeah.
In which we lost, I might add.
Well, you know, you had me on your side.
Though.
You had me on your side until you got all pissy. These red darts are my red darts.
Oh, there's nothing pissy about that.
No, you were being pissy because
you were reaching for the darts. I'm like, you know, I'm going to hold on to these. Because I started realizing I'm doing a lot better with these darts.
To me, that's being pissy.
I'm missing everything. I wasn't being like, fuck you, get your own darts. That's
I didn't
pissy.
Say you were being an asshole about it. You were just like, mine, all mine. These are my darts. You can't have them.
That's not how it
I'm
went
like,
down.
What the hell? And you were, I mean, dude, so, why did you almost cry when we took your red darts?
So when Trencher decides to point me when Khan is a one bullseye away from winning, I'm like, you know, that's kind of...
Yes, it's a dickhead thing to do.
That's kind of lame, yeah.
It's a very dickhead thing to do.
So he ensured Khan's victory when I was one bullseye away from winning it
myself.
Well,
you know what? I had to give Khan you know, a little bit of motivation and self-help because he was starting off the game going, I'm a loser. I just can't win.
Man, that's a snotty sounding nose you got there, man. You need to take a break, blow the snot?
No, that's quite all right. That's quite all right.
Wow, man. I wish I could do that. I'm all dried up all the time.
Well, you live in the desert, you know.
Well, I mean, if I had a cold, I guess I'd be able to do that. Are you sick, man?
No, I'm perfectly healthy.
Okay, man.
Aside from the mental issues.
Yeah, I'm going to pull a Saab Lofton on you and leave when I find out you're sick. Did you hear about that?
I heard about that. Oh, we're trash-talking hosts. All right.
Oh, I can't help myself. When I hear about ridiculous things, I have to share it with people.
The guy who runs, what is it, a Wednesday night Power Hour show.
Well, actually, no, he's co-host of Tap Out. This is the show it happened on.
Oh, okay. Co-host Tap Out. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, yes, four people, pro wrestling.
Yeah.
It all ends up talking about how one person sucks and another person rocks.
Yeah, well, okay. They come on the air and there's three people, and I'm like, where's Sam? He's like, oh, he left because Sean's sick. Like, oh, my God.
So
you're talking about... paranoid.
Yeah, really? Because, like, you know, don't want to catch a cold that bad?
Dude, man. Should I rather catch... If Sean's sick and he's here, it must not be that bad of a strain. Bring it on.
Yeah, exactly.
Because I'll take that one instead of the worst one that I'm going to get somewhere else that the kids bring home from school or something. I don't know. I thought that was kind of strange.
All of a sudden, the Black Plague descends on LV Rocks. We have no fucking running water, so you know the.
By the way, I tried to flush that fucking. Yeah, you know, I had to go bad today. I'm stuck here all fucking day. I think you know about this.
Because of me. He's like, oh, I gotta fucking host the Spankwagon show. Oh, fuck.
So I had to go, and I went, and I grabbed one of those gallons of water and poured it in there, and it doesn't flush it, man.
Well, it's supposed to just put, you put enough in, and it's supposed to actually, in the bowl, just rinse it down.
Yeah, it didn't. I guess because the spout's too small, so it's not bum-rushing it in enough. I think
point.
It needs to have a little pressure going
good
into
point.
That.
Or you could just fill the bowl and then hit the handle.
Yeah, but I don't know if that's enough.
If
you think 1 gallon's enough to flush the toilet in the tank?
Dude, most toilets right now are like 1 gallon tanks or gallon flushers.
That's
good. It's like water conservation. Unless that thing's like 12 years old, then maybe.
Well, I wouldn't doubt
that. You know, looking.
Yeah, you've been seeing the neighborhood, right? So. Black Plague coming from Sodom Loft.
And of course, we have two Las Vegas people in here who know what's going on.
No pun intended there, of course. Sob happens to be a black man, but anyway, I just thought that was kind of. Kind of strange, actually.
Yeah, actually, it would be to run away like that in the face of adversity.
Yeah, I mean, Sean's got to call him out here, bye.
Yeah, and not even blinking.
Now, at the same time, it might be considered inconsiderate for Sean to come to the show with it when he was sick.
True.
If you want to really
now, that,
want to
that
be
explains
anal
why
it.
You really you bring your own foam. You bring your own microphone, Tommy.
I bring my own foam because
you don't want.
Well, I've seen Consoler all fucking making love to his fucking foamy on the microphone, and I'm like, dude, I'm not sharing foam with that dude. No, actually, it's the same way. If I'm sick, I don't want to.
You don't want to
relay my germs onto that thing. So
courtesy.
It's you know. Very I wish courteous. I you know we everybody should have their own foam actually, but.
I think I got a bunch. We still have a bunch from the other studio setup that we had before.
What is it? 1.6 gallons per flush.
Wait, no. Tyke says galloons.
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 What are the galloons?
Love it, yeah.
What are these galloons you speak of? Friday night toilet talk. Does it get any better than this? No, sir, it doesn't. And it only happens right here.
Spankwagon Radio. Everyone else has people coming in, chicks coming in, webcam showing their tits, political agendas, and pro wrestling. I have fucking commodes. Let's go on to the bidets. Right on.
That there toilet won't flush, man. Where am I going to drop my logs?
Wherever the bums do, follow them. They know where to go.
That's the bathroom downstairs that doesn't have a lock on it. And let me tell you, you don't want to step foot in that mother. Mm-mm, no, sir. All right, so we figured out where Claude Balls is.
So, yeah, he's still in Ohio. Maybe we'll hear from him later like we did last week. You're just... What?
And this is probably sacrilege to do this before the moment, isn't it?
Not particularly, but...
Because I am a man. It is eating me.
Do
alive.
It. Do it.
The real thing. It's not so good, man.
I finally went out and bought or picked up a couple of Clicker Liquors. Now,
because I had a lame imitation.
Yeah, the lame imitation. And are they not lame imitations?
No, they are.
Compared
yeah.
to the real
without
thing.
Without a doubt, yeah. But suitable substitute when you're in a
pinch.
Oh,
yeah, suitable substitute when you're in a pinch. But
and by the way, I found ours on the floor somewhere this week after we threw them across the room.
Yeah, nice I forgot to clean up that one last week. Sorry there, boss.
Yeah, I was going to say, nice of us to clean up after ourselves. What's this little tag on it?
That's just how you buy them. What it is, they come in like a box of like 12 or however many, and you just buy them individually. Me, I'm the only person that walks up to a counter with a box full and gets stared at by the people at Walgreens. What the fuck is this?
Time for the dick jokes.
Well, actually, you know, mentioning that, let me explain something with the Clicker Liquor Pops. And everyone who's listened to us for years and years and years, you know, they understand this. But what made us really laugh our asses off at this is the original signage. If you actually pull the sucker out, and you can go and open that right now and pull just open it up.
I don't want to open it.
You don't want to
open it? No, I want to keep it in
the sucker is in
this. Can we open the other one? Is this necessary for the story?
No, not really. I mean, no big deal. But if you notice, it's curved. So it's like a, you know, a little thing. Use your perverted imagination.
Oh, okay.
Okay, it's like a little dildo.
Oh, my
little
God.
Candy dildo. But the funniest fucking image is there's this kid like this. Ah!
Licking it.
Licking it like it's the greatest thing ever. I mean, licking it like he's getting paid to. All right?
I like the little eyeballs on the melon there.
I think we have actually one. Claude has one with a ghost and a skeleton head.
Oh, they changed that, huh?
Yeah, they do seasonal.
Oh, too cool.
I tried buying a box, but I noticed all they had today was Valentine's Day. So a bunch of little Clicker Liquor hearts. And I'm like, well, you know, no, I'm not really going to go that far. Hey, I bought some Clicker Liquors. I'm professing my love. Ticket, ticket, ticket. No.
He's got little shoulder pads on, too, or something there.
He's Mexican.
Oh, is he?
So we figure, I mean...
I cannot tell that by looking...
Because we get those at the Mexican candy store sometimes.
That's bizarre, man.
It is. It's a very bizarre toy. And it comes with a whistle.
No, I'm going to keep it in mint condition, man. I don't want to unwrap it or nothing.
I don't think it's ever going to be a collector's
item.
You
know, I'm going to make so much money off of this one day. The Spank Wagon Radio blows up and is like the craze of the country. And I'll say, I'll put this up on auction on eBay. A genuine... Used on the show.
Clicker Licker. Yep. I better autograph that one when I'm done here, so that way you can say it's been on the show.
That's cool, man. Can't wait.
So that's later on with Mad Props and, of course, dead celebrities. And I got lots of dead celebrities this week. But hey,
oh, really?
Yes. Three people died this week. It's a trifecta.
Yeah. Oh.
So we got some decent dead celebrities. No one you know.
So, yeah, okay, again, I may have to
you're
going to,
like, argue the celebrity point, but it's no one you know.
All right, now, I heard you in my chat room this morning, and again, it's my chat room because it was my show. During this show, it's your chat room.
Mm-hmm.
But I heard you in my chat room this morning saying that Fantastic Four looks like it's going to suck or something.
Okay, let me preface. Let me absolutely positively preface this.
All right.
I am a comic book geek.
Right.
Okay, I love comic books.
Well, I knew about the geek part, but I wasn't aware of the comic book part.
Thank you. Thank you. Better than being called a nerd, which you, hey, nerds! No, I am a comic book geek. So, you know, I mean, that's one thing I love is I collect comic books and I read tons and tons and tons. I've even had a webcomic that I've put out on the internet. So I love what comics. I love everything about them.
You do the illustrations or something?
I do the writing.
Okay,
do the writing. Had a couple people that are really awesome artists that have absolutely zero work ethic that put out about 4 comic books in a month after 10 of my scripts went through. Anyhow, so... That Fantastic Four movie, Michael Chiklis, and I can't even think of all. Jessica Alba, I think, was in there.
It is going
to suck. I don't know.
Based
Something
on what, though? I mean...
Based on what...
Recognize, at least, or give me this. Most big fans of a comic book expect the worst from the motion picture when it comes out.
We do expect the worst.
And like the X-Men, for example.
I expected the best out of that. I was ecstatic when the X-Men...
Yeah, but your standards are so high for X-Men, because, I mean, I don't know if you're a huge X-Men fan.
I am.
But I was, and a lot of other people who are into comic books, that's sacrilege almost to even try to depict the X-Men on the big screen.
In the big screen. I mean, you know, the cartoon back in the 90s got a lot of heat because the storylines just differ just a little too much than what they thought, and,
yeah,
you know,
if,
that's what killed
Wolverine
it.
If Wolverine isn't money, forget about it. Don't
exactly.
even try.
And going with an unknown with Wolverine was so super risky, but it was perfect.
He's perfect.
He got to develop the character as he developed as an actor. I mean, it was perfect.
Yeah, Hugh Jackman was... you know what? Quite frankly, they hit the nail on the head with the casting period in those films, I think. I mean, Nightcrawler was just amazing, I thought. A lot of CGI in that, obviously.
Tons of CGI, but... But you have an actor, though, that can portray the emotion, and what they got across was, you know, and this is one thing that, you know, X-Men...
Kurt Wagner. Isn't that his name?
Kurt Wagner. Hello, I'm Kurt Wagner. I'm with the Berlin Circus.
That's yes. right. I thought they did that one great.
They did. I mean, both of those were great. Spider-Man. Yeah, everybody was worried about Spider-Man because it took so long to get, you know, get Spider-Man out because it's been, you know, fought over for like almost 10 years.
Yeah.
You know, people were afraid, but once people started seeing some stuff come out, I mean, everybody was against the costume. Everybody then, you know, was against the fact that it was going to be organic web shooters, and you know, instead of mechanical. But it really came out good because of the storytelling.
Right.
The problem with Fantastic Four, I think, is that they're going to, and this is the feel of it, by who they're signing, it's going to be all flash, no substance.
Mm.
It's not going to be the Fantastic Four that's a space-faring, adventuring family as so much as it's going to be the Fantastic Four science fiction, overdone, CGI, no substance sort of a thing.
Like the Hulk.
Very much like the Hulk. The Hulk, everybody...
They blew the Hulk.
It was horrible. You know, it was cool to see the CGI. It was cool that they got some of his characteristics down and... But the storyline, his dad becoming, you know, the absorbing man. No, that was stupid.
Right.
It was totally stupid.
Now, what do you think of the use of the Fantastic Four trailer to get people into the theater to see Elektra? Have you seen those commercials?
I have seen those commercials, and I think that give it a few hours, and you won't need to because it'll be BitTorrented all over the internet. You know, I mean, it'll be downloadable and peer to peer.
So you haven't seen it on the internet yet?
I'm not going to see it until someone brings it to me in that format.
Right.
I find that. If you're just selling a shitty movie to see a trailer,
it's going to fail. I mean, it worked for Star Wars.
They did that for Star Wars?
They did that for Star Wars.
Okay, I hadn't seen that before, and I mean, that's kind of when I first saw it. I was like, wow, you know, I've never seen this. Yeah. Are they so desperate to try to get people in to see Elektra, or are they just creating the pre-hype for the Fantastic Four?
You know, and I think they're just trying to create pre-hype. Because, I mean, yeah, Elektra's Elektra, and you know what? They screwed that one up, so I'm not even going to bother seeing that. The same way I didn't go bother seeing The Punisher.
Yeah.
You know, because they're going to screw those up again.
You know what? I didn't think The Punisher was that bad.
Same thing with The Punisher,
The new
though.
Punisher, not the old Dolph Lundgren.
Yeah. If they would have made, I don't know, I think that Dolph Lundgren Punisher got the whole psycho thing kind of more down.
Oh, yeah?
You know, but I...
Yeah, he was kind of tame in the newer one. But all in all, I thought it was a good film. I mean, you know, to each their own. I wasn't a huge Punisher comic book fan, so... I didn't have these expectations
in
my
head. You was it? You posted on the Wagon when we were having the same kind of a discussion about The Watchmen.
Oh, yeah.
You know, this is another comic. I mean, it's a comic that has such devoted readership, I guess you could say. You
well,
know,
those
the,
that do
the
read
readers
it are,
and the ones
yeah.
who read it are just like, whoa. You know, it has such a, I don't know, such, and people embrace it in such a way that if someone tries to make a movie and they vary just a little too much on... You know, Rorschach's mask, you know, God for fucking bit.
Yeah.
It's going to make it hard. You know, and
they're
I think
doing that movie, right?
No, they're not. They are and they're not.
Oh, so they haven't really got it all worked
they
out.
They haven't got it all worked out yet. So
I'm looking forward to that one.
Yeah, that would be one I would definitely love to go see. But the Fantastic Four is another one. It's one of the first of the Marvel comics. It's one of the...
Does Marvel have as much money as Disney yet, you think?
No.
They're doing pretty good for
they're
themselves.
They're doing really good, but they're nowhere near Disney because of Marvel's bankruptcy issues they had a couple years ago.
Some comments from the chat room.
Sure, why not?
I'm still pissed Halle Berry won't be back for what?
She won't be doing Storm.
Oh, really?
She will not be doing Storm.
Who will be? Have they announced?
If they do at all, I don't know.
So is X3 being filmed?
Yeah, X3 is being done, but it's not being done by the same guy.
It's not being
done by Brian Singer. It's being done by another person.
It'll probably be done well. I'm not. But yeah, the first two were just so good. I mean,
yeah,
I couldn't have expected
you,
anymore.
You can't expect that, you know. I mean,
Patrick Stewart as Professor X is just.
It was obvious.
Who else? Super obvious.
I mean, excuse the total, you know, illusion here, but it's you can't think of Shatner as anybody but Kirk.
Right.
You know, now you can't think of Stewart as anybody but. Ooh, that is a good Professor X.
Yeah.
You know, it's going to have that thing. I know.
They went on to say they can't afford her. Bullcrap. She can't act worth a damn anyway. Now I have to agree.
She looks great topless.
Initially, I wasn't okay with Halle Berry in that role. But she, you know, the role wasn't over demanding. They didn't try to make her too significant to the storyline, so it worked. I mean, maybe if they get somebody who can act in there, maybe they can make her more of a crucial part. Like, you know, Tobey Maguire in Spider-Man, he's a perfect Peter Parker.
Perfect Peter Parker. I mean, because his acting is in drama, so he knows how to exude that sort of...
Right. You can't do that with a guy who looks like a better Spider-Man but can't do Peter Parker.
Exactly.
And that's why Tobey Maguire is the perfect Peter Parker.
And everybody was complaining. Hey, again, another one. Everybody was complaining about that because they're like, oh, this guy's a geek. Oh, wait. How are they going to buff him up? Stunt doubles? No, we'll know. Obvious, huh?
So, nah, it's worked out, man.
Yeah,
both
worked
those films were very good, too.
Have you heard about Tron?
No, they're remaking Tron?
Disney wants to remake Tron. They feel that they need to refresh it and bring it up to a modern...
That could be interesting.
I think it'll... Again, this is another one where...
That's a movie that could very much benefit from technology as far
very
as...
Very much benefit, but don't you think a classic like that should stay a classic? I mean, why remake it? I mean, look at the Flight of the Phoenix movies, The Walking Tall, all those films.
We've kind of had this discussion in the NPO chat room, by the way.
I think we have.
When I talk about covers, the lack of creativity to come up with new classics versus just, you know, recycling old stuff.
Just let a classic be a classic. Let people look at the first Tron made in 82 and go, wow, that's cheesy, but wow, that's cool.
But it is what it is, and at the time, you know, it stood on its own.
Absolutely. Well, I mean, I'm a little kid sitting at home watching Tron on the Disney Channel. You know, and I'm just like, whoa.
I'm a little split on that, because I'd also like to see what they would do with it.
See, I would, too. You know, and that's what I said in, like, on the forum, on my forum on spankwagon.net, that, yeah, I will go see it. I'm a fucking whore. You suck. Oh. Give me my popcorn soda, thanks. Woo!
Yeah, my $20 popcorn.
Yeah, my $20 popcorn. My 13 minutes of advertisements and the one that tells me that...
Okay, now what theaters are you going to? Because I go to the Cinedome Henderson. I don't get any ads.
Wow, I go down to Neonopolis because it's cheaper. It's like $4.50.
Is it cheaper there?
I go down to Neonopolis because I can go see a matinee for less than $5.
I always expected that would be more expensive, so I never came down there.
Nope.
It's supposed to be nice theaters, too.
It's very nice theaters and very near empty. Bonus.
Well, I do all right at the Cinedome Henderson on empty. But
you know, I remember the Cinedomes. They used to have one over near my house. The old-ass Cinedomes. Oh, they tore them all down to make a Smith's. Saw Mystery Men there. Oh, what a mistake.
Mystery Men?
Yeah.
Who was in that? Oh, is that...
Yeah, that was the one with Ben Stiller, Jeannie Garofalo.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
So, anywho, but Tron might rock, assuming Jerry Bruckheimer is not involved. Thank you, Tyke.
Tron 2K5, a.k.a. Hackers 2?
No.
What's he talking about?
Oh, he's trying to be funny.
Oh, he's saying Tron will suck.
Yes, I am a cheap ass. Thank you, Tyke. Hey, by the way, I want to let everybody know you're listening to the greatest internet radio show on Friday nights.
Spankwagon Radio.
I have to give you props. By the way, I didn't ask you to do this last week. Go ahead and pimp your shows.
Oh, well, I'd be happy to pimp my shows.
Pimp your shows.
In fact, if you guys are around Monday through Fridays at 11 p.m., or actually 11 a.m. Pacific, what's that, 2 o'clock Eastern time?
Something like that.
Daily Noise, Monday through Friday, right here on many of these fine stations. In fact, all these stations?
I think all these stations, yeah.
Carry the show. So that's every Monday through Friday. Daily Noise. DailyNoise.com. And, of course, my Sunday chart show, NPO, No Particular Order, where I present to you in no particular order the top 20 modern rock songs of the week. And, yes, they are totally random. And, yes, sometimes we hear number one 2 minutes into the show, and sometimes we hear number one at the end. But, actually, we've never heard number one at the end.
And you have your absolute obsession with covers.
Yeah, I love the covers, man.
You love them.
I'm so impressed by
it. You love the fact that no one comes up. In music, like Hollywood, you know, here we have two mainstreams. You know, we have Hollywood that is suing people for, you know, watching films and downloading a video camera, which, yeah, I can understand.
Yeah.
You have the music industry, which is suing people for peer-to-peer. And yet they come out with all these wonderful covers because I think I got it. The reason they come out with covers of all the music of the 70s is because the 70s was the last we heard really, truly original music. And a lot of truly original music. Maybe? 70s or 80s?
Yeah. Yeah, generally speaking. There's exceptions, obviously. But
very much so, yes. You know, because I think everything that you have that's a cover on your show has been 70s or 80s music that's been covered.
As far as stuff that's been in the Modern Rock Top 20 recently.
Yeah. As that one, what band is it that covered Phil Collins? You know you've hit rock fucking bottom when you're covering.
In the air tonight, I forget what band.
I don't even know who it is.
That's from This Is Electra movie, as a matter of fact, I think. So I forget what band it is, though. It's in there, though.
Redrum points out she hates covers.
Oh, do you? I mean, I used to like, if it's a band I like and they're covering something else I liked years and years ago, but it has to be really old. If it was something that was done 10 years ago, it just annoys me because I'm still burnt out on it. You know what I'm saying? Especially if it was something popular. Mm-hmm. I mean, a good example is, what's the one I've really...
The Wall.
Well, no, that one's a little...
Jesus.
The Wall's a good example because how could I be any more burnt out on a song than Pink Floyd, The Wall?
When they're playing
or,
it's
Another Brick in the Wall.
Yeah, and it's a song they're playing still. It's not like they're covering songs that
they never
were
stop
obscure.
Playing that song.
Yeah.
Right.
You know, because, I mean, back in, like, in the 80s, you know, some of these bands were putting out covers. Like, Tainted Love was a cover that, you know, it wasn't too great the first time around, so they brought it back.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, I like the covers that I didn't know were covers.
Exactly.
I'm okay with that.
When you find out it's a cover, it's like, shit.
Yeah, if you're an artist and you're going to cover something, why are you going to cover something that was super popular? Why wouldn't you go
dig
pull something out
something
that was really good?
Find a B-side.
Yeah.
You know, something like that. If you want to add your 2 cents in, don't forget, you can call us. We have telephone. We're modern technology here. 1-866-LV-ROCKS or local Las Vegas, 383-8120.
That's right. Akari in the chat room, what's worse, a cover or a sampling? Is a sampling this new thing they're doing?
No. That's
what
a mashup. That's a mashup.
Okay, mashup.
Okay, sampling is taking, you know, Eminem's new song. Toy Soldiers takes sampling from Artika's 89 song,
yeah, okay.
Toy Soldiers.
It's basically rap artists ripping off other little ditties from songs to incorporate them in their
Exactly.
Song. And then the new thing, mashups, are Linkin Park and Jay-Z.
And what they're doing is the artists are together mashing their songs. I mean, I guess if you really want to take it all the way back, I guess then that totally means that Bring the Noise from Anthrax and Public Enemy was a mashup.
What was the second song?
There was Run DMC's and Aerosmith's.
No. I mean, in that song, Bring the Noise is one of the songs. What was the other song that was mashing up with it? Because it's two different songs.
No, you're right. They are two different
songs. It's a song from one artist.
Okay, I
fucked
that
up then.
Because I'm thinking, you're right. That is just, you know, remixing and covering almost.
Yeah. Actually, this is something totally new, I guess, in essence. So,
taking two songs and blending them together.
Totally new way to recycle old garbage. It's pretty cool.
Exactly. And they could sell the same songs again.
Right.
So, Tyke says, any of Marilyn Manson's covers are justification to have him drawn a quarter? I don't agree with that. You know, when he did the cover of Sweet Dreams, That was twisted. And, like, we're all sitting around, you know, it's 1996, you know, we're all pretty stupid, you know, and he plays that shit, and we're like, ooh.
Some bands get noticed doing the covers and having it, like, who's the punk band recently that did that, Boys of Summer?
Sum 41, I think. No, Sum 41, or, it's not really punk, it's, you know, radio punk is where, is.
The guys who did Boys of Summer?
I want to say, was it Sum 41 or was it somebody else?
Alien Ant Farmer thing.
Alien Ant. Well, no, they did Smooth Criminal.
Oh, that's right. I knew they did another cover. Okay, those guys, you wouldn't have heard of them otherwise.
Yeah.
I mean, and mainstream, the punk scene would have heard of them perhaps.
Barely, maybe if that, because I mean, the punk is even so subdivided. You got real punk that, shit, only the hardcore even know exist.
Right.
And you have like the radio punk that is like Sum 41 and Good Charlotte and all that crap.
There have been a ridiculous amount of covers in the last year. In 2004? Was Smooth Criminal in 2004? Or was that
I think it was 2003.
All right, well, recently enough.
I'm being disagreed with in the chat room. Red Rum saying Marilyn Manson ruined that. I don't know. I liked it.
Which one?
The Sweet Dreams.
Yeah, no comment.
No comment?
I didn't really have an opinion of that. Hmm. I've heard it. I've heard his version of it.
Now, you know, I mean, look, even Johnny Cash was making huge money off of the American 4, American 5 that had... You know, Hurt from Nine Inch Nails that he covered. Yeah. Personal Jesus.
That I wanted to hear because...
That's depressing.
That's what you didn't see coming from left field. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I mean, that was like, oh my God.
And when you hear the song, it's like, whoa.
he certainly put his own flavor.
You know, and I've seen the video and my wife was like tearing up and I'm like, oh.
I'm going to kill myself. Like,
yeah, exactly. Like, oh,
wow. The video is still a classic, Red Rum says.
For the original Sweet Dreams, or for, I wonder?
No one does Sweet Dreams more twisted than Annie Lennox. I guess he's talking about the original. He says he heard of Good Charlotte before I heard them on the radio. Did they do a cover?
I don't know.
Does that even fit into our conversation?
I don't know. Well, it may have because I mentioned them.
Right.
You know, I mean, I don't know. I mean, Good Charlotte just doesn't, you know, the lifestyles of rich and famous doesn't, you know, aside from that, I've never heard of them. And I haven't looked them out, you know.
Right.
So I haven't really gone on my way.
No, but I mean, name them off, man. There have been 10, you know, I don't know, 100 or something
but
covers
again,
in the last 2 years.
What do you think needs to be done that, I mean, in your opinion, doing the music show, working with modernrock.com, you know, if you could pass on some wisdom to someone else.
Oh, there's no wisdom to be had in here.
Hold on. Let's pretend.
Okay.
Just like as if your show is good.
I pretend that I am wise.
Okay. Are we in the mood?
Yes.
Okay.
How may I help you, son?
What advice? What do you think the record and the movie industry needs to do to get that originality back? And, I mean, it's not as easy as saying, be original, because...
I haven't identified that as, in fact, a lack of originality. I mean, I kind of feel like
it is.
I feel like
it is.
But at the same time, there is some good original music coming out as well. Maybe not by those bands that are just recycling old crap. But, I mean, you know, Linkin Park, Take 'Em or Leave 'Em... They're doing their own thing. I mean, but you can't compare them to anybody else, can you?
They were, well, one of the things that they wanted to do is be more like Limp Bizkit when they first came out. I mean, that's why they even had their names changed a little and tweaked just a little, so that way the records would be placed closer together.
They should do more covers, because that's how Limp Bizkit first got noticed, doing Faith.
Faith, yeah.
And then there was another one that was
another
popular.
Another cover.
1999.
Again, why, you know, and maybe it's a trend. Maybe it's a trend that, you know, new albums have to have one cover song, and... a best of album has to be.
It could be the labels doing this. The labels could be saying, "Hey, you know what? This is good stuff, but let's help ourselves a little bit. Let's do a really cool cover that maybe we can get instant radio play out of, just because covers seem to be in."
Here's a thought: when you do a cover, you're obviously paying the original authors and musicians of the music. I wonder if you're right. I wonder if you're right that the music industry is doing this so that way they can pay some old royalties off, because there was that lawsuit.
Oh,
there was that lawsuit that came out. You all are going to catch me on the actual information here, but that's why you've got the internet and I've got...
Oh, am I supposed to be doing something over here?
Mr. Diggs. No, you're fine. but there was a lawsuit that, like, they had to pay royalties or back, you know, a lot of royalties to a lot of musicians from the 70s and 80s, probably even in the 90s. So maybe that's something to do.
Raising a little extra revenue with the cover stuff just to
take
care of
that. So that way you can also take care of that and then take care of them originally, because it's their, you know, it's their product. Of course, I want to hear a cover of Baby Got Back.
Oh man!
I think I'll be happy.
Eventually, we're gonna get.
Yeah, we're gonna get a cover of Baby I'm Back, or you know.
The U.S. used to lead the world in originality in music, and now all that gets played on the radio is recycled garbage. All right, well, let's back to the question: originality. Is there a lack of it in today's music? it is my perception, and I could be totally wrong about this. Do we have musicians who have picked up a guitar at age 4 and have been mastering the skill all their lives before they make it to the big time?
I want to say yes, because there are musicians out there who do play instruments. I mean, let's look at the Red Hot Chili Peppers. They all played instruments when they were kids.
That's going back, though. I'm talking about...
They're still playing, though. You know, Trent Reznor picked up instruments, and they're still going. So, yeah, there's some of that there.
Yeah, well, the U2s, I'm not talking about people who have been around for two decades, though. I'm talking about the Breaking Benjamins, the...
I don't know. You don't hear about that, because you hear things like the game shows of... one of your guests you're going to have on next week, the Battle for Ozzfest. Don't know what history they have, but you know that if they can win a contest, they're going to be famous. It's like pro wrestling. They had the Tough Enough shows. American Idol.
They can sing, but it's still the hit machine pumping out their lyrics and music for them.
Exactly. You know, I mean, where is it them doing the work, and where is it?
So, how much originality do you expect to get from a what's her name? I can't even think of their names. The people that have won American Idol.
I don't know, but I bet they have people writing their songs for them.
Yeah, but they're kind of generic. I mean, they're not.
They're not standout songs.
Yeah.
I mean, any monkey can sing them.
Right, exactly.
You know, and you can dig, you know, anyone can put them out. Brian Seltzer, but he caught it. Okay. You know, there's not a lot of originality in the music now. You do hear the same 20 songs. I mean, that's why, I'm not trying to ask you here, but that's why the blessing of the fucking internet radio and, you know, people like you running shit.
I mean, you're able to hear stuff that you're not being force-fed crap from a radio station
anymore.
You have the option to go out and seek out new music.
Speaking of radio stations, this is great. You're really good at segueing. Thank you. Found a fucking article this past week. Now, you and I have talked extensively about satellite radio and stuff like that, and internet radio, and where everything stands in sort of its hierarchy. I know we've had that conversation a couple times. This is genius. This is brilliance on the side of radio. Do you know how radio, broadcast over-the-air radio, is going to actually start combating the evils that is satellite radio? Run more advertisements.
Oh, brilliant. I have a sound clip for that if you want to borrow that. Oh, well, it'd take too long to pull it up, actually.
I have something, but I can't tell you.
If you wanted to pull it up, that'd be one thing. But
you'd have to tell me where it is. It's so.
But it's the little dude from the beer. Is it a beer? Yeah, it's beer. Guinness. Brilliant. Yeah.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
I got the little sound
and then
that's one of my faves, man.
But you know, and it's just they're gonna run an advertisement. Radio, you hear it here first.
Not if you're listening to satellite.
Not if you're listening to commercials. Radio, it'll be on in 10 minutes.
Listen, I happen to believe, honestly, this is me. I like hearing commercials. Not a bunch of them, but I like hearing commercials about local events.
Right.
I like knowing that Queensryche is going to be playing at the Hard Rock House of Blues in February, doing the Operation Mindcrime tour. How am I going to find out shit's happening in my town if I'm not listening to something?
Yeah, exactly.
And that about satellite turns me off. I don't like being desensitized or separated from my city because I want to know what's going on in my city.
And
however, national advertising, Clorox bleach, I could really care less. Obviously, I know what I know what products I'm going to use, and those commercials really don't sway me in one way or the other.
Right.
Unless it's a revolutionary product that I didn't know about.
Piques your interest, but. Which is very similar to like regular broadcast television we have now, cable television that we have now. You know, it's we see the commercials for everything. We don't really get as much local. And you're right. I mean, the problem though is, I see what you're saying, which you can't advertise locally. But don't you think that if you're listening to satellite radio, you're listening for the music, so you have a better understanding of the music, and maybe you might even follow your bands closer.
Look, if I want music, I don't need radio. Period.
That's true.
I mean, know what I want to hear.
And I know, and I agree, but I'm just trying to say that, you know, if you're listening to internet radio, listen to your CD stack, you're listening to satellite radio, you don't need broadcast radio to tell you your band, which you follow, is coming out with something new. You're going to learn about that.
Well, I used Queensryche as an example. I knew they're coming and planning to go. So, yes, in that case, I did know beforehand.
Wow, they're still together?
Yeah, they're doing the Operation Mindcrime tour,
which
was the greatest CD of all time, I might add. That's like my top CD of all time right there.
That's the most played.
That's the one. That's
worn
the one.
Out graphics on top.
Yeah, you know, I haven't looked at it. It probably is worn out at that point. At
good
this point.
CDs.
Yeah.
But still not a scratch.
It's a rarity. I haven't picked up an album that I wore out like that in a long time, man. There's been a couple.
I think I have a few Nine Inch Nails albums that I've worn out.
I wore some of those out as well. Yeah. That double CD of theirs, I wore that out pretty good.
Fragile.
Was it Fragile? Was that
left, the name? Fragile Left, Fragile Right.
Yeah, I guess that's it, yeah.
The you know,
peach-colored case.
Yep, Fragile. I wore that. I think I've worn that one out. I mean, I've been on my second
a downward spiral, you know, because that came out like my junior year of high school. I'm like, this is deep, man.
Yeah, I think we all
didn't understand shit about it, but, you know, coming from the fucking Midwest. But, yeah, I love that. Radio is going to combat satellite by going,
radio, you heard it here first, after 10 more minutes.
Honestly, I think satellite has to come back. Satellite's got a great future. I mean, that's duh, that's brilliant, right? But I still believe...
Satellite's got a great future unless a comet comes by.
I still believe that, for me anyway, I have very little to no interest in satellite radio because I like hearing from my local personalities. Mm-hmm. I like hearing about things going
how
on
about, locally. But do you realize some of those local personalities are not local?
Oh, dude, I clearly know.
I mean,
yeah.
Okay. I mean, I'm not trying to insult you or anything like that. It's just like, you know, a lot of these local... You too can win in Las Vegas.
No,
you and 1,300 billion other people in
Western Memphis. Yeah, I'm not talking about. I'm talking about when I turn on 720 talk radio and they're talking about, and I get the traffic, for example.
Yeah, you get the traffic, and you
or local DJs that are plugging a concert while they're doing the songs on the air. You know, that kind of stuff.
Okay, all right. And I see what you're saying, and you just don't feel you're going to get that, or you know, there's no way to get that.
I am not going to get that in satellite until satellite branches out in every city, and you have. Regional
a regional show. Or this is Las Vegas's own satellite connection.
Right. I believe at some point it's got to expand to that before it's really going to explode.
Makes sense. Makes good sense. I don't know, though. I just feel that if you follow the music you like so much, you're going to know. But maybe not. I mean, some people don't really, I guess. Oh, I don't know. I'm indifferent. I can be swayed either
way.
What
about the local morning shows? They're always talking about what's going on in Vegas. I mean...
Well, half the local morning shows I listen to just got canceled, so...
Really?
Yeah. The Hot Talk, 1140.
Who?
Johnson and Tofty.
Well, that was local?
That was local. Johnson and Tofty was local in the morning.
Why did they get canceled for?
They didn't get canceled. Spike TV.
Well, Spike Radio, yeah.
Now Spike Radio, now it's just the Big Johnson show, but I'm like, I never liked him.
Oh, so it's just him?
Yeah, it's just him.
Why did they do that?
No one knows. Nothing that I can find in print. I've been looking for it all week.
Yeah, they're looking for something for the Phil Hendry slot, too, because that's a repeat slot, in the, like 9 to noon.
Yeah, the really good time, though. I mean, that's just after morning. It's office hours.
But, you know, then again, Phil Hendry's pretty good. Tough act to follow.
Very tough act to follow. If anybody knows who that is, yeah.
Oh, he's the man of a thousand voices, I guess they call him. Mm-hmm. He's basically a troll. He sits there pissing off the listeners to incite them to call in and argue with his fake guest.
Yes.
It's hilarious.
And the fake guest is him. You know?
And they do it without flaw. They're calling in regularly, getting mad at his fake guest.
Mm-hmm. Because they're just so absurd. By the way, of course, Red Rim brings up the, brings it up. Clear Channel whores!
Yeah, well.
Actually, I think Hot Talk here in town is an Infinity. But, you know, still, it's conglomocoms.
Yeah, I think it is.
You know, Infinity. And I mean, I'd like to say I'm guilty of that as well. Because, I mean, that's why I brought the wagon here. I got tired of being out on my fucking own. I need a little more support.
No,
like,
I mean,
you know.
There's, without a doubt. Listen, I mean, it's hard. If you haven't sat here and done this, you don't know. It's a pain in the ass trying to do everything yourself.
Yeah.
So, I mean, whatever little help you can get from joining a group or you know, bringing the show to a different station that has more resources, et cetera, you got to take that help.
Yeah. But the fact is, Clear Channel horse. No way. Fuck yeah.
Phil Hendry got on my nerves. You know, when I first tuned into Phil Hendry, I was like, this is so lame.
No, you know who gets on my nerves?
This guy is so lame. This is what I thought when Phil Hendry, when I first tuned into it. I was like, how fucking lame and easy is this? He can't get no guests, so he just sits there and he's his own guest. And then as I heard it more and realized how funny it was, I started to realize, actually, you know, it's pretty brilliant. He's doing his own thing.
He's doing his own thing. And, you know, I mean, when I finally caught on, I actually listened only, like, from school to work or something like that. And, you know, I'd hear the voice and hear the old lady voice. I'm like, oh, okay. Some baddie. Next day, I tune in, the guy. I'm like, oh, okay. 2 days later, I tune in, a gal. And it's like, wait a minute, wasn't she just on?
Right. Well, that gets annoying that you're hearing the same voices. Are the voices the best in the world? No,
no.
Not necessarily.
They're good enough for someone.
If you want to enjoy the Phil Hendry show, you have to wait for the callers.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's the classic moments when they call up and they're so mad.
They're so mad, or they want to prove their point, and then in his character...
For me, that's the payoff.
Yeah.
I'm in on the joke.
That's the payoff for everyone who's in on the joke, you know? For those of you who are not in on the joke, it's like, wow, how can you not figure this out, you know?
That's so funny, man. How long has he been doing it?
He's, like, been only doing it for, like, 10 years or so.
Yeah.
If that, even.
Well, that's a while, but...
And then there's the Tom Likas. I can't stand that fucker.
He annoys me.
He annoys me. And then they used to have Opie and Anthony before they got shit-canned for their little stunt in New York, and then they moved up to satellite.
Yeah.
So.
Well,
but
you know,
I agree. Local radio has something for you. I mean, in every market, there's something. You know, even if it is Clear Channel bullshit piped in, fake, it's beautiful and sunny here in Orlando.
Yeah.
42 and freezing in Fairbanks, Alaska. Sorry. Click music.
Speaking of Infinity, what happened to Howard Stern here? Oh, it's not in Vegas anymore?
Last I heard, it was. I've heard him in the morning.
You know, I'm listening to Phil Henry usually in the morning on the drive.
See, I'm usually early. If I'm not up early, I'm up late, so I don't get Stern.
You're probably up a lot earlier than I am, though.
Not lately. No, not lately.
I hadn't heard that he's off the air here.
Yeah, I haven't heard it.
But they might as well get him off the air and start developing something else.
Yeah, they should.
Because they're going to be without him soon enough anyway.
I mean, why not just pull him? You know, I mean, they're going to pay him anyway. He's leaving anyway.
Extreme needs a much edgier show anyway. Edgier than Howard Stern.
Edgy or legal? maybe we need to pull a bunch of LV Rocks people together and maybe make a super show.
Line up. Don't bother paying us. But we'll take half of what you were, used to paying your talent, because you're going to need that money to pay off the fines from FCC.
The first time you run beer and, or porn and donuts. House mothers everywhere. Call and revolt.
Lycus used to be kind of cool when he was in Colorado, Voker says. I guess my Lycus problem is when he came here in Vegas, I didn't like the way that whole event went down. I mean, we supplied girls from Olympic Garden.
Okay.
To go over there and do his little fucking goofy, because, he's got to arrange girls to be there. This guy, contrary to popular belief, nobody's running up to him saying, sign my rack. They arranged girls to be there. We brought Olympic Garden strippers.
You had to bring strippers. You had to pay strippers to be there.
Yeah, well, actually, no, we didn't pay. I think we gave them a couple house fees or something. But, I mean, it's fun. They want to be a part of it. It's a little bit fun. So they hadn't done anything like that. You can always find somebody that wants to have some fun on the radio or on TV or whatever. So we found a few girls, bring them over there. Had one girl who was really kind of a new stripper. She was a little timid, a little shy. She wasn't pretty hot, I might add. if I might just add that little tidbit of information.
All right.
We take her up there. They prep her. They tell her, come on up on stage, whip out your rack. He's going to sign it. Then the security just bum rushes her, pulls her off the stage. This was over at the Palms.
What?
At their the Rain nightclub?
Yeah, Rain nightclub, I think is where he did it.
He's doing a show live on the stage there, and we do the whole thing. He signs her rack, and they go bum rush her like she's this criminal and pull her off the stage like she was
He's that much of an anybody.
Yet they arranged it. No, not because she approached him, because she whipped out her tits.
Oh.
Yet they arranged that.
That they wanted that.
Yeah. And so she was very timid. She was like shaking in her boots. She was just freaked out, man. And from that, I think from that point on, I was like...
And you had to console her.
I was like not really like in digging the whole Tom.
Yeah, don't set up a gag or a bit and then do some shit like that.
Yeah, now, it may not have anything to do with him.
Could have been the hotel because you whipped
exactly. Exactly.
Looked out your tits, but...
And it's his people we're dealing with anyway, not him.
Right.
But at the same time, come on. We weren't born yesterday. He knew what the fuck was going on.
Exactly. I mean, if he planned it... Oh, shit, looking at the time. We've blown through 50 minutes.
Yeah, we're good at this, huh?
Really good.
I don't know what's entertaining, but by the way, we don't have any problem talking.
For the archive, we'll just point out that this is the perfect show.
That's right.
And we... Thank you. Wow, that was a big gay fucking high five, but this is a perfect show. So we got to make sure we mention that to the engineer, your other co-host.
Perfect Spank?
Perfect Spank. I think it was the last show. It was Perfect Spank. Oh, no, Dig Spank. Spank
yeah.
the Digs.
Because he and I have this reputation with somebody here in the studio that we're both, like, perfectionists.
We're both perfectionists.
We're both picky about how things are.
Everything has to be satin. and he's pounding away at the keyboard setting up his URLs for the day.
Understand, it's not that either one of us think this is anywhere near a perfect show.
No. It's very much tongue-in-cheek humor. Now, I'm going to hand over the master mic here because what we agreed on earlier, for you guys listening, because we've been talking about radio and radio this and radio that, we're going to actually do, for the break, a really quick NPO-based, or we're going to call it No Particular Spank, so we kind of get an idea. No Particular Spank, so let me just...
So what are we doing? I mean...
I figured you had it set, like you're going to play your randomizer shit and play a couple.
Oh, like this week's?
Yeah, or this past week's.
If I had brought that.
You don't have the rant. I should have emailed you.
No, I got that.
All right, bear with the dead air while we arrange seating here.
Yeah, Ooh, hey, this is a kind of a different seat.
Yeah, huh? Oh, you haven't sat over there,
I've
huh?
never sat over here and done a show. Hey, I got your blue foamy.
Oh, no. I've got your German-fested black foamy. Stay away from my foamy, man. Oh, that's not even right, dude.
See, so what it is, his show has what's called the randomizer. Now, I'm totally oblivious to half of the shit he puts together for the stuff, but what the randomizer does, he hits a button, picks a number. Picks a number, he plays that number for the song. Now, this is the Modern Rock Top 20, modernrock.com.
That's correct. I'm going to go there right now, as a matter of fact.
Test out the randomizer for me. I want to hear the randomizer.
All right.
You're going to have to kill the background song.
Okay, I think I wouldn't mind doing that. Dead. Okay, you got that up?
Yeah, what's this randomizer?
Number two.
And then it spits out a number for us.
Fair enough.
This is how the countdown goes. So I need the chart, though.
Jesus, that's fucking high tech. Did you pay someone for that?
No, I didn't. In fact, I did it all by myself, man.
I can tell.
What is this? What's going on here?
I think I tried to punch in a website and didn't go anywhere.
You got all this stuff.
Yeah, I got all my bits ready. So.
Oh, by the way, you did say the keyword.
Oh, I did.
Yeah, is this it?
Yeah, that's it. Shit, I said the keyword.
You did. Gay high five, you said. You missed your cue.
I missed my own cue.
It's not so perfect anymore. That's a rock.
Stop the nuclear war.
And you're just going to let this play so you can set up links?
Hey, I need the time, man.
Someone just asked, is that Pac-Man on the randomizer?
Pac-Man.
I want.
So what we're going to do is maybe just load in the top five into the randomizer here.
Top two, three, whatever, five, that works.
Okay. Sorry to be unprepared here. I kind of understood, but I didn't.
I warned him about this. I said, this is what I want to do, and he's like, okay.
All right, let's just load up the top three modern rock songs of the week here, and we'll listen to them in no particular order. How's that sound?
Sounds good to me.
We're going to listen to like all three of them now? Is that like
sure,
a break?
Sure, yeah, well, that'll be our music break.
Okay, I got to go find... I've got...
We're so organized!
Well, you should have told me this beforehand. I could have had it loaded up and ready.
I didn't want to interrupt you and your vengefulness of Con and Dart.
Hey, I lost anyway. I didn't need to even be playing.
You lost because of me.
Because, you know, it takes a moment to prepare the randomizer to do its perfect job.
Thank you, says it sounds like Pac-Man's Japanese bitch.
Did that loop or what?
Yes, that loops.
Oh, okay.
Indefinitely, we have found out accidentally.
All right, top three modern rock tunes of the week, as spit out, of course, by the randomizer. And we'll be back with more NPS. Isn't that right?
Sure. Spank wagon.
No particular spank.
Number two. We'll be right back.
tracks. Some people got high rises on their backs. I'm not broke, but you can see the cracks. You can make me perfect again.
Just to Aren't you lucky? You're listening to Spankwagon Radio with the Spankmeister himself.
Vegas Hosting is your one-stop shop for all of your hosting needs. With up-to-date, state-of-the-art equipment and in excess of 20 carriers servicing the co-location facility, your website is always up. Vegas Hosting offers packages as low as $5.99 a month with no contracts to sign. Visit Vegas Hosting on the web at vegas-hosting.com or call toll-free to discuss your needs at 1-877-286-1052. That's 1-877-286-1052. Vegas Hosting. Hosting with us is not a gamble.
And we're back. You're listening to
Spankwagon Radio.
You can find us online, spankwagon.net, or your favorite internet radio syndicate.
That's right.
Cool. Welcome back. I hope you enjoyed our little break, the no particular spank. Thank you, Mr. Diggs, for letting us play your No Particular Order stuff.
Oh, it was an honor, and, you know, normally I interrupt and insult the songs a lot more than I did there, but...
You had a smoke break. That's all that would count. You're like, smoke fucking break, let's go. Yeah.
But that's kind of how NPO goes. NPO every Sunday at noon.
Noon.
These five stations. Although
that's noon Vegas time, just so for everybody, time zone challenge.
That's right, 3 in the East Coast there.
Yeah. Like I'll ever remember that. I fucking know it's noon because I get into work, I load up the chat. When I go to work, my Monday, it starts off with his shit fucking show, listening and BSing with him in the chat room. So.
And that's last week's top three, so that'll hopefully be a new top three this week.
Yeah, hopefully. Now it's kind of after the holidays, more shit's going on.
That's right.
Now, you mentioned, and we'll play with the randomizer here in a little bit. We'll use the randomizer to determine what bit we go for. So we'll say 3 is talking about stuff. 2 is Mad Props, and 1 will be Dead Celebrity.
That's right.
Okay, so let's...
And we'll let the randomizer decide.
So, okay, hit just the big red button, right?
Uh-huh, yeah.
Okay.
Well, of course, you'll want to turn that channel up first. Hang on. All right, there you go.
Okay.
Number 2.
Okay, what was number 2?
I believe that was Mad Props.
Oh.
So you get to do Mad Props. Let me cue up the most important thing of Mad Props, because I don't, you know, don't keep my cues on order because Claude isn't here. You know.
Last week I felt like I was defiling a great moment by doing Mad Props like I did last week.
You did fine.
Yeah, but I kind of felt like I wasn't doing it justice. I feel like I shouldn't even be doing Mad Props.
Oh, dear God.
Would you be horribly offended if instead I did Angry Kudos? Because, you know, Mad Props, that's Claude's thing, man. I don't like walking out. Cause,
You know what? You're a co-host. You're my guest. You're doing Mad Props.
Oh, come on,
man. You're not stepping on anyone's toes.
I just don't feel like... Well, that's what I'm trying to avoid doing.
But you're not. You're not stepping on anybody's
toes. It's like trying to step on stage for David Copperfield. You just can't do it, man. I feel like I'm disrespecting
Claude. So you want to do Angry Kudos.
I want to do Angry Kudos.
Angry Kudos. We'll do it.
Because
we'll do it.
I don't want to... You know, Claude does Mad Props. I can't imagine. You know what I'm saying?
I think I get what you're saying.
I can't do what he does. Oh, is this the music?
Yeah.
All right, now, do you read them off, or do I read them off, or how does that work?
I'll read them. I got them.
Okay. Oh, and we both do the clicker link.
Oh, absolutely.
Just to be doubly annoying.
Exactly. Let me bring up my chat window.
Hey, you know what we could try here? Your clicker licker in their left ear, my clicker licker in their right ear.
Oh, this will kill them on stereo. Oh, shit. Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, it's the time of the show where we acknowledge you.
How come I'm hearing you in both ears, but I'm only hearing...
I'm hearing myself in both ears. I can only hear you in my right.
That's not working, then.
Oh, well. Put it back to normal so we don't really confuse them.
It was an idea, but that's not working for some reason.
We thank you, the listeners, for tuning into our humble little show. So let's start it off. First, let's say hello to the man who wants to remain anonymous. Let's say Mad Props to...
Do we shake first or say the name or say that first?
Follow my lead.
Okay.
Follow my lead. Let's give Angry Kudos out to the guest. Say Angry Kudos really loud.
Wait. You got to get me straight here.
Okay, here we go.
You know I'm an amateur.
I'll do it. Okay. Angry Kudos to guest. Angry Kudos!
And then the clicker licker. All right, gotcha. Oh, that's just horribly annoying. Isn't it?
Let's give it up for the man who can barely keep his clothes on, and that's really fucking sick. Let's give Angry Kudos to...
Ikari!
Angry Kudos! These are just... Oh, they're
way louder than
I. Yeah, these are just horrible, man. Wonderfully horrible, I might add.
Hey, let's give it up to the man who's a Mac addict. Angry kudos to iMac addict.
Angry kudos.
Let's give angry kudos to someone who called us up and asked, what do you do when you get a call?
Oh, is that who that
talk?
Is?
Let's give it up to Red Rum.
Angry kudos, Red Rum. Am I supposed to be saying their name? I think I'm screwed
you're
that
fine,
up.
You're fine. Hey, let's give up to someone who's trying to get us all, like, you know, screwed up with the names Khan, Sousa, whatever. Let's get up to Taiki.
Angry kudos. Taiki? Is that how you pronounce it?
Taiki. Took me a month to learn how to pronounce it.
Taiki.
Sad thing is, that's the guy. Stupid names for men.
Yeah, is that what that is?
Hey, let's go for the nice and basic. He's the number one, Tim. Tim won. Angry kudos.
I had it the wrong way.
How did you have it the wrong way?
Well, look, it don't work this way.
Hey, let's give it up to the man who hangs out in the room all the time. Let's give it up to Virtual One.
Angry kudos.
And finally, he's here, he's not here, he's back, he's AFK, he's back again. We think he's listening, but he's probably not, so here's for you in the archive, Locuras.
Angry kudos!
Angry kudos gave him the munchies. Those are your angry kudos for this week!
That's just such gay music.
Aww.
It is gay music, right? I mean...
Where'd it go?
I totally missed you, didn't I?
Yeah, we're going to miss that one. We're just not going to bother with it. Fuck that. You tried too hard.
So, no, man. That's the same thing I said about this song last week. Didn't I?
Yeah, you did. You did. You did. You did. So there you go, Matt. Props.
I hope I didn't damage my clicker liquor there.
Well, now it's, you know, adds to the authenticity.
That's true. It should be little used, right?
Yeah, it should be a little used. It was used on the show. It's sort of like those flags they sell. You know, they sell U.S. flags that get flown over the White House. They get flown. They fly them for, like, what, 10 seconds, pull them back down.
Is there a better technique here? What's your technique?
Our technique is to take the clicker liquor, hold it over the element of the microphone.
Oh, that's just, oh, my God.
Much louder.
Yeah, I was doing it on the side.
Yeah. If you put it over the element.
Saying that's got to sound horrible out there, especially if you got it cranked up.
Yeah, someone's heading, you know, we've had it where we've started screaming in the microphones and people complain because their neighbors are knocking on the wall. So we're like, well, you know, you should wear headsets.
Right.
You know, they may help you a little more.
All right, so is it back to the randomizer or what?
Do you want to do the randomizer for either bits or for Dead Celeb? Or, yeah, bits or Dead Celeb? Okay, I think it was what? One was bits and, or one was news and one, three was Dead Celeb?
I think that's accurate.
Got to find the randomizer. I put it away again. Hey, look at that. Okay, so let's see. Oh, I guess music going still. I don't know how anybody can do all of this on one computer. Claude and I run two computers just for this purpose, so that way one person can type, one person can do everything else.
You always got to be ahead of yourself as well.
So let's see. One is news, and three is Dead Celeb.
Okay. Hey, we got them good on that last one. Oh, my fisking ears. Whatever the fisking ears are.
I guess that's a nice way to say fucking. For those of you who are on non-committal to swearing, fucking is the proper word. Okay, randomizer.
Number one.
And what was number one? News?
I think number one we were going to go over and
talk about stuff.
Current events and shit.
The segment, talk about stuff?
Talk about shit. I don't know. We've never named the segment. We usually try to make the whole show talk about shit, aside, because it's kind of boring if it's not, you know, it's a whole show of look at other people.
Additional items.
How's your fight with Sony? You mentioned this last week. Brief refresher. Diggs here bought a new computer, one of these all-in-one units that supposedly had all these great video capabilities.
And it can't do
anything. And it can't do anything.
I got an email from them yesterday, as a matter of fact.
Okay.
And I'll make this brief, especially for those who might have heard my show this morning, because, you know, I've already talked about this a little bit.
Yeah, it's already old news.
But for the sake of your audience who may be interested or probably aren't, but here's the email I got from the Sony. Now, this is the person from the store, the Sony Style Store.
Sony Style Store. So this is just a clerk.
Yeah, who I've been... Well, I think she's a sales manager. because I asked for a manager and I got her. So
okay.
The email says, below is the information regarding your computer system. I'm sorry we were unable to find a way around the limitations of Windows Media. The limitation is with Windows Media Player itself, parenthesis, a Microsoft product, like I don't know this, and not with the PC. Horribly wrong. First of all, I never said anything about Windows Media Player, you dummy. It's Windows Media Encoder. Your inputs don't work. They don't. None of the programs, not just that one. Every program I've tried that captures, it doesn't see that card.
So it's a problem with the hardware.
It's clearly a problem with the PC. The customer's best bet. Now, I think she's included a paragraph from a tech guy.
Okay.
Is what this is. This paragraph is. The customer's best bet might be to purchase a webcam, Sony or otherwise. Yeah, not Sony. I trust them. That connects to a USB port. To my knowledge, Windows Media Player does not capture live footage regardless.
Wait.
They're totally off the subject here. They totally don't know what the hell I'm talking about. And they're telling me no on the refund based on what they don't know what the hell they're talking about.
Jesus, do you have to go in there with a box of crayons and a bunch of paper to draw this picture for him?
I think I
did. Here's your computer. Here's me peeing on your computer. Here's me taking a baseball bat to your firstborn.
And here he is, to my knowledge, Windows Media Player does not capture live footage regardless. Of course it doesn't. That's not the program I told her in the first place.
Hey, the chat room's actually giving you a recommendation here.
Try
Descaler, Descaler.
What is that?
I don't know. Maybe if you can let us know what that is.
I don't know.
So
It continues, regardless, but may have some luck using Windows Messenger or some other program with a webcam.
But that's not what you're trying to do.
I mean, I've made this painfully clear to the idiots I've been talking to, because she wasn't the only one I've talked to about it. And I told her specifically, you know, it'd probably be better, no offense, if I talk to somebody who knows about the machine. I told her that. And, you know, you're going to take offense to that, because she probably was insulted. But at the same time, I know she doesn't understand what I'm talking about.
Yeah, and they proved it by pointing out that they think you're trying to do it just for your own personal webcam. No, you don't want to show yourself off. You're trying to do this as a business.
Yeah, I have professional needs for the machine.
Mm-hmm.
The final paragraph, as far as being able to return the computer, unfortunately, our return policy regarding computers must stand. Computers, computer accessories, monitors, etc., are final sales. My apologies for any inconvenience
this will unfortunately cause. I'm always suspicious when people say all sales are final. I mean, that's just... I understand, that's food stuff.
Yeah.
You know, but all sales final on a computer?
That doesn't make any sense to me.
No, it
especially
doesn't.
When I can point out to them a legitimate issue that they cannot give me a solution to.
You know, I mean, it's
you want to hear my email to them?
Yes, please.
Hi again, Sharon. That's her name. This is an unacceptable answer.
Bam! Right there, folks!
I hope I'm not being blunt, but at this point, you know, I'm still kind of being somewhat, as it does not address the issue correctly. It is not just a Windows Media issue. It does not work with Vegas Video or Vision's GS camera, webcam software or any other programs I have tried it with. In fact, it only works with the programs that come installed on it, which is a problem of the computer. I have not seen any evidence that Sony truly understands the problem, as I can constantly see Windows Media Player referenced. Windows Media Encoder is not the same thing as Windows Media Player. One plays media, the other creates media. I went on to say, I am a reasonable man, but I am not happy about paying $1,900 for a product that does not do what a $300 PC can do. A la that machine sitting right over there. It does everything that this machine does. Except, you know, I bought this one because it's an all-in-one. And
right.
It's good for remote webcast.
Exactly. You bought it for the portability.
Right. Parentheses, work with industry standard software designed for Windows XP. Furthermore, this machine was clearly built to attract users like me who do a lot of video editing and live streaming, hence the built-in RCA inputs. I can't imagine that this issue hasn't been raised before. And I feel like they haven't taken it to a corporate level where they can look at all the complaints that come in about the product.
Right.
And I know somebody else had this problem because it just doesn't work.
Yeah, exactly. Now, Taiki's putting out, if you have professional needs, why are you using a machine bought from a Sony style store?
Because
it was cheap. I mean, sometimes you have to go for the...
It's an all-in-one. It wasn't cheap. It's
$1,900.
Well,
I mean, I'm trying to say, you're trying to go for the all-in-one. You're trying to go for what it provides. And
It's a compact unit that one box I can take to a remote location.
Not everyone wants
a 1U. I don't have to bring
a
monitor. Don't have to bring a, you know...
Not everyone wants a 1U Penguin server, you know? No, not, you know...
Yeah.
Some people want to use computers, no matter if they're meant for... You know, professional or not. I mean, back in the day, come on. I mean, there was not that much of a line that
it's
blurred.
It's got a 200 gig hard drive on it. It's perfect for carrying a huge archive of stuff on remote locations with.
Mm-hmm.
As a longstanding fan of Sony products, I continue, I have told many of my friends, family, and peers that I fully expect Sony to own up to the shortcomings of this product. I have about $20,000 of Sony products in my home and office that I have purchased in the last 2 years. Parentheses, big screen TV, camera, digital camera, stereo equipment, etc. I hope my faith in your company has not been misguided. And then I closed with still awaiting a desirable result before bringing it to Sony corporate's attention. So I'm not really playing dirty yet.
You're not playing dirty, but you're putting, you know, you're putting your cards out there saying, this is what I'm going to do because you're not doing it for
me. I'm letting them know I'm not going away.
Yeah, you're not going away anytime, anywhere near soon.
So I haven't been home all day to see what the reply to this email was, so, because I wrote that last night.
So, by the way, they're pointing out, why don't you use a Mac? You know, and you flip it off, but hey, who knows? Who knows?
This is radio, so you didn't see that bird I just shot you.
Yeah, the cam was on, actually. This is radio with bonus.
Yeah,
you know?
But it had to take the picture the moment I did it, though.
I'm sure it did.
You got a phone call there.
Oh, okay. Let's go ahead and get to the caller. Spankwagon Radio, you're on the air.
Hey.
Hey.
Right now, this news ran about that stupid Sony machine. He purchased that from the Sony Style Store.
Yeah. It was the only place that carried it. Well, I mean, CompUSA has it. Best Buy carries it, but they were all out of stock.
And you want to use this for professional needs.
Dude, you don't understand my needs. Don't sit there and try to... go ahead. What are you going to say?
Basically, it just occurs to me that if you're looking for a professional machine and you're willing to shell out $1,900, there are other solutions out there other than going to Sony Style, which will sell you something that's more for a home machine.
Give an example of an all-in-one monitor piece, you know, everything that's not, it's not a laptop, but it's like an all-in-one, like the new iMacs and like this device.
Yeah,
what other things are out there?
What else is out there that has the built-in RCA input? Listen, I've been looking for these things for months and months and months. Nothing else like this machine exists.
I wouldn't be surprised if they told you, if they give you these BS answers, if it's not working with the software that's provided with the machine. Do you know exactly what kind of encoding chip, what it's using for input on the machine at all?
You mean like the video card?
The input card.
Not offhand. I've seen it because I tried to research it online. I can't remember what it was called, though.
Was it like a Brooktree 848?
It's an MPEG 2 encoder something or other.
I'm sorry, the sound on my phone's too low.
I can't remember the name of it. Yeah, I mean, I had researched it a couple weeks ago before I gave up on the machine. I was actually trying to make it work myself, figuring maybe they've addressed the issue.
Right, maybe there's a firmware update or a driver update that could support it.
But I can't remember what it's called. No, not right now.
Okay, because depending on what kind of card you've got, you may be just out of luck because it just may not. It may only support probably just direct show or whatever.
Is the shuttle case that little box
currently just being used by pretty professional level stuff, like, you know?
Yeah, but you know what? To be honest, like, my opinion about computers is you buy a computer to do what you need to do, and, you know, this computer had the physical, you know, let me put it this way, but it had the physical appearance of being able to do professionally what he wanted done.
It's got RCA,
you know,
video
It has all the inputs he wanted. He has a processor, the hard drive, everything. So, you know what? That, to me, would make it a professional use computer. It doesn't have to be something that's, like, you know, built like a tank, like Alienware is for gaming, or, you know, a Penguin server, you know, Penguin Computing server 1U unit.
Yeah, I mean, it has a limited, what it needs to accomplish is somewhat limited. But I wanted it in that compact 1U unit.
And it provided the tools to do so.
Right. And I was willing to pay the extra money for that perfect one box that I can bring to a venue and do the webcasting.
Well, I mean, my point here was that quite honestly, you were starting to sound like my customers.
Okay.
I also do internet technical support for home users, and they get pissy when they can't use it for professional use.
I'm beyond pissy.
But I mean, it's just where it's got. It was probably designed in mind where it wasn't designed where it was going to be interacting with things like
I understand this argument, and I've thought this argument, and I've really been evaluating whether I have a leg to stand on here or not by thinking of it his way. Let me ask you this question. If you go buy a PCI card for standard PC, a video input card that has RCA input and, let's say, dual stereo left and right RCA input.
Yeah.
Do you not expect that card to work when you put it into a machine?
That would depend.
What do you mean?
These days, I really have no expectations of anything when I plug it in.
Okay, but if you buy it, you expect it to work with Windows XP.
Because you didn't buy it for no reason.
Well, I mean, I don't expect it to work. I mean, I wish it'll work. I hope it'll work, and I'll be pissed off the company who sold it to me.
Okay. Should the company be liable for selling you a car that doesn't work?
In this industry and in the market that they're in, no.
No, that's unacceptable.
I can't agree with that because everybody should stand behind their product. You just said you're tech support, right?
Yeah.
You stand behind your product, don't you?
Not really.
You don't. So when people call up to complain, you really don't care. You're just happy you got the job, you're filling a seat, and you don't stand behind the product. Do you use the product yourself?
Yeah.
But you don't think it's a good product? I don't understand this.
Well, I just know that there's, you know, it's the greatest thing in the world. I don't think that it should be something that should be relied upon.
You're breaking up a little bit there.
And I don't think it's something that should be relied upon in such a case that I need it every day. I can recognize that it'll go down. It just won't work.
And that expectation's here because he's saying, you know, he knows that it's only going to be used for specific purposes. He knows that if he gets a virus on there, he's got to fix that. But along the same lines, he bought a piece of hardware. He bought a hammer wanting to hit a nail, and it can't do that.
Why did it have – it's very limited number of machines out there today that have the RCA video input. They're becoming more common as more people do a lot of things with video editing and whatnot.
Right. But usually when a person buys that kind of machine, that comes with Windows Media Center Edition and whatever software that the Media Center Edition uses to act as a PVR, right?
Well, should they not disclose if they know that those inputs don't work with any third-party software but what's on the machine? Should they not disclose that?
No.
No.
No?
No.
See, I don't...
Well, you know, you're right, because it's not their job to tell what works and what doesn't work, even though they built it to be compatible with something
but
or not.
But the natural assumption is, oh, I can put video into it and work with Vegas Video on this machine.
Right, but that's the thing is that they, you know, that's not software they provide.
Well, wait a minute. What about...
That's not software they can confirm will work.
Hold on. What about contacting the people who manufacture the card and bringing this to them?
I'm sorry?
Well, see, it's the way it's a custom-built case, it's not like a card you can replace.
Yeah, but you should have hardware profiles in there where you can find out what kind of card it is and discuss with them.
I could try that route.
Caller, thank you very much.
No problem. Bye.
Thank you. Bye.
I don't like that mentality that a company doesn't have to stand behind their product.
See, and I don't
either.
They
build a product that they specifically meant to market towards somebody who has media uses.
Did you get the warranty with this?
No.
So you didn't get the warranty. Okay, because I'm saying, the warranty, maybe...
The computer's outdated in a year anyway. What do I care? I mean...
I know, but I'm just saying because, like, cars and things like that have warranties because they do expect failure, you know, and maybe that could be it, but I don't know.
Well, they're not even recognizing that this is failure. This would have been a non-warrantied issue in the first place, I suspect.
Everybody's telling me they should have done better research into hammers.
Well, yeah. No, I did look into little shuttle boxes, and those are cool, and I totally looked into those because those are nice, a little compact unit, but then I still got to bring the monitor, and I prefer the all-in-one.
All-in-one, it's one unit, no cord.
Comes with a wireless mouse and keyboard, which is also perfect for this kind of remote situation where you don't necessarily have a lot of room to work. It was the right computer for the job if those inputs worked with software that I would expect them to work with.
Right.
To me, I can't even imagine them not owning up to the fact that, we probably are to blame. Oh, by the way, I know they're to blame. I'll tell you a little something else. They've remodeled or renamed the models now.
Really?
The entire model line of these has been renamed to the TV PC series. TV coming first. Like, all it can do is just watch TV.
It's like the old Mac TVs.
Now, tell me Sony didn't recognize this model has an issue.
They may have.
They changed the series numbers and names of them.
They may have. Now, no one that you're ever going to talk to is going to understand that because, you know, that's a corporate high-level, you know, money-making idea. So they'll never understand the likelihood or what that meant. But you're right. Why don't we go ahead and move on? I'm looking at the time. We got a dead celebrity. We got three fucking dead celebrities. We're not even going to randomize this one.
Is that something we're supposed to be happy about? We have three dead celebrities?
Hey, I'm happy when people die. It keeps my bits a-going, you know. I need death and remorse to keep my listeners happy. It's now time in Spankwagon Radio where we acknowledge the dead celebrities. Or as Dig says, who are they?
Yes. Sorry, I'm answering these questions.
No, it's fine. You're going well in the chat. Going totally well in the chat. This week's Dead Celebrities of the Week! Spencer Dryden, the drummer for legendary rock band Jefferson Airplane, died of cancer this week. He was 66 years old. Dryden, who died at his home on Tuesday, retired from performing 10 years ago, although he hadn't been working much before that. A benefit concert last year featured... God damn, I'm going to have to... Dryden was inducted in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame... I can't keep it straight.
This is a sad segment, man.
...in 1996 for his work from Jefferson Airplane during the band's glory years. Also with his breakthrough, with their breakthrough album, Surrealistic Pillow. He also did work on Woodstock and Allemans. Spencer Dryden, drummer, Jefferson Airplane, dead, 66. We have another dead celebrity. This time, Thelma White, 94. Actress known from her roles in Reefer Madness. Thelma White, whose portrayal of a hard-boiled addict queen in the 1936 movie Reefer Madness was largely forgotten until the film resurfaced in the 70s as a cult classic.
Yeah, I had largely forgotten her, too.
Yeah. She died of pneumonia Tuesday at the Motion Picture and Television Hospital. Wait a minute. The Motion Picture and Television Hospital? It's where all sitcoms go to die. What? Motion Picture and Television Hospital? Jeez, I thought everyone in L.A. died at Cedars-Sinai. Everyone died at Cedars-Sinai. Bob Hope died at Cedars-Sinai.
That's right.
Anywho. She was 94. Thelma White. Actress known for her role in Reefer Madness. And now someone close to Diggs' heart.
Oh,
Rosemary
good.
Kennedy, the older sister of President JFK, and the inspiration for the Special Olympics. She died Friday. She was 36. She was the third child from Rose and Joseph Kennedy, born mentally retarded, and underwent a lobotomy when she was 23.
Fuck.
She lived most of her life in Jefferson, Wisconsin institution, the St. Coletta School for Exceptional Children. Yes, exceptional...
retarded.
Exceptionally retarded. She died at Fort Atkins Memorial Mental Health Hospital in Wisconsin with her brother Senator Edward Kennedy, his bottle of Jack Daniels, and her sisters by her side. So there are your dead celebrities of the week.
Yeah, phone caller.
Spankwagon Radio, you're on the air.
I'm telling you right now, dude, check this out.
Hey.
If you're in Hollywood and you're famous and you have money, that's when you die at Cedars-Sinai.
So what's this television hospital?
And you had a valid SAG membership, the union pays to shove you in to the Motion Picture Association's old folks home.
Really?
I didn't even know that existed.
I never knew it existed. That's the first time I've heard of it. You know, I'm like, the Motion Picture, you know, hospital, television hospital. I'm like, what the fuck?
Dude, lots of celebrities nobody gave a shit about or knew of until we reported them have died there, dude. It's where fucking extras go to, like, die.
That's messed up.
I was the man in this one movie. Let me ask you a question. Now, this is going to sound mean, but your dad was an extra. What hospital?
Actually, he died at home.
Oh, okay.
That doesn't really count. But the fact
what hospital did he go to when you lived in
L.A. at the time, so maybe I could have done something. Maybe like some of those fucking Chef Tony commercials that he did. I could have used that as some pity leverage to get him in to the hospital, but still I wasn't going to send him to the hospital to die.
Yeah, okay. So, but if when your dad was sick, what hospital did he go to? Like if he had a, you know, if he
Sunrise.
Had a good, Sunrise. No, not here in Vegas.
Oh. Kaiser.
Kaiser.
On Sunset Boulevard, man, which is actually where I was born. So technically, yes, I literally was born in Hollywood. That's why I have that title.
There you go. How you doing? How's everything in Ohio? Diggs here was wondering about you there at the beginning
God,
of the show.
Man, it is fucking cold here. It's wet. It's snowing. It's starting to flood.
Ooh. So you may not make it home.
Claude Balls, by the way, on the phone.
Yes. Yeah. If anybody missed that, or if it's not that obvious.
Well, somebody referred to him as the caller, so he didn't know.
Oh, damn. That's
Claude Balls
right now.
Is more than just
early,
the caller.
So I've got the radio going on the power book inside of here.
Right on.
So.
By the way, I must also say that I've actually given live demos of Max out here, and I've probably got at least a third of the class right now that have actually committed to buying Mini Max.
Speaking of which, yeah, that was this past week, Macworld San Francisco, where they introduced a lot of new products.
That's cool looking product.
Right.
Yeah, the Mac Mini, it's like the all-in-one. It's not quite, you know, I don't know. It's good. It's a great entry level. It's great for moms and pops to just want to check their email and surf the web without too much of a risk.
But and that's true. And the problem is, though, that you're looking at it the wrong way. The problem that we have right here is, for that right there, everybody's like, well, you know, it's entry level for this and for that. That's wrong. It's a crack sample. The thing about it is, everybody just fucking goes and they rave about how good Mac is. I love Mac. And you got a bunch of Windows users that are like, no, I hate Mac. And the
right.
reason they do is because they don't know dick about it, dude. I can tell you that right now from professional experience with the people I've been working with here. Now, the thing is, you have all these closet Mac wannabe users right there, and they're like, oh, dude, it's only $500. Not like I'm kicking out, you know, any more than that. So, hey, what the hell? I think I'll go ahead and, you know, I'll buy one of these things on the side. I'm telling you right now, dude, that is going to go for the throat of Dell. You are going to have a mass exodus from Windows machines onto that. No, you're not going to kill Windows. It's asinine to actually think that. But I'm dead serious, man. This is going to come along, and it's going to have a lot of converts. Honest opinion right there, while this isn't going to like take down Dell or anybody like that, this is going to screw Microsoft. Because what's going to happen is, right now, Apple's going to get the leg up, and they're going to say, hey, man, hey, come check out these cheap-ass computers, right? Even though, yeah, it may not be the best bargain in the world, since, A, there's no monitor, and there's not even a fucking keyboard. But, hey, guess what? Since you got to bring your own, that means there's less bitching about only having a one-button mouse.
Yes,
and
big bonus.
What's going to happen is, when people discover the functionality of OS X, by the time Longhorn comes out, man, people are going to be looking at Microsoft funny going, why couldn't you do this?
Mm. That's a good point. That's a good point. Because Longhorn right now is delayed until, what, 2006?
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean,
2006, and the shit should have been out by now. Yep. Or at least by early 2005.
So there you go.
It keeps getting pushed back further and further and further. I'm dead serious. And I can tell you right
now. Wait, let me interrupt you.
Dealt with here, dude. Yeah, OS X, I'm telling you, it's the way of the future.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, Unix, but, you know, we're wearing the robes. You know, Diggs here is still a Windows guy, but that's okay. You know, that's I mean, to me, in my opinion, again, I said it last week, I'll say it again.
I haven't heard enough time.
Every computer crashes, I can crash them all. Enough said. Now, let me ask you this. What about the new iPod Flash?
Well, that right there, I think also as well, that is a completely great idea. Basically, the thing about iPod Shuffle right there, the Flash-based version, is you're going after the market of grandma and grandpa that want to get little Billy or Sally like an MP3 player. The problem is, dude, it sucks ass when you got some random fucking real player that can only hold like 256 megs because I happen to go down to, you know, buy an additional 128-bit flash card from CompUSA. Ask me how I know about real players now. And the thing is, they're like, well, I don't know. And they're like, oh, iPod. Guess what? I want to buy keyword technology. And the two things that match up that I know of is MP3 player and iPod. So I'll go with iPod, and it's only $100. So basically what that's going to do is it's going to kill the rest of the segment for all the other players. Because basically if this is not going after hardcore users.
Let me ask you this.
This is going after people who are not tech savvy and simply just want to go ahead and buy a nice tech gift for somebody.
Okay.
But they only go by you know, keywords and things like that they hear in the media.
Right. Let me ask Diggs and you as well. Do you think that's going to cause a monopoly?
Man, I know nothing about the Macs. So.
No, just the fact that Apple produces the iPod, which is going to, let's say, theoretically, it's going to take over the entire market. Right now, iPod has 80% of the market share for MP3 players. 70?
70% of market share.
Okay.
They did double, yes, but it's only 70.
But still,
by the way,
that's...
FYI, they've shipped like 8 million Mac Apple iPods so far. According to the keynote, 4.5 million hit this year alone.
Damn.
So, yeah, it's definitely going to take over. Is it a monopoly? Wow. Not in a legal sense, no. Why? Because there's going to be competitors out there, and Apple is simply going for the throat. They're not actually stealing technology. Matter of fact, I've only seen Apple steal one bit of technology that I thought was pretty low down, and that was Confabulator with widgets.
Oh, yes, and they're integrating into the new Tiger OS.
Right, but yes. I can tell you right now, straight up, as far as this is concerned, is it going to be a monopoly? No. And the reason why, of course, is going to be there will be friendly competition. They're not going to be, you know, really underhanded and try to screw out everybody else over like Microsoft did with like a lot of their browsers and integration for things here and there. However, I think in many respects, you're going to see a lot of standards that are going to get shifted. I mean, me personally, if you'd have, two days ago, if you'd have asked me what I thought of Microsoft Office right there, I would have told you that is the end-all, be-all. Nothing will ever be able to replace the Office.
Now, you know what, though? Apple, hold on now.
All of a sudden, I'm looking to see how iWork is going.
Okay, here's the thing, though. Like, iWork is going to work hand-in-hand with Microsoft Office because you have to realize, even on Apple, on any OS, you have to have Microsoft Office because guess what? That's what the rest of the world is using. You know, you have to have the interoperability. Blah, 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 easy to say that one 12 times. You know, I use on my machine at home, I actually use what's called OpenOffice.org. It's a Linux version running on X Windows that does everything Office can do and then some, and it's free. That's like my big sell. Now, it's slower. It's a little more clunkier, and yes, it turns my Mac into an older X Windows-based machine, but it still has that interoperability with, you know, Microsoft Office, and that's what has to be done. Yeah, the new iWork, it will write Office files, and it'll do all that, but it won't do spreadsheets. It will not do it won't do mail and stuff like that. So you still need your Microsoft Office with your Entourage, your PowerPoint.
Oh, now, No, I totally agree. But what I'm saying right now is, I think, in my opinion right there, I think Microsoft Office, I still believe it right now, I think Microsoft Office is now currently and will be for many, many years, if not maybe even a couple decades to come, to be key as an integral part of any business, be it some mom-and-pop shop, up to a massive multi-billion-dollar corporate conglomerate corporation's success.
Right.
It's going to be key to their success.
And, of course, I want to point out Akari in the chat room.
I really think that iWork is going to come along and make things so much easier to do, even when it comes to just creating graphs and charts right there. I think that, you know what? Well, it's going to shake up a lot of stuff.
Maybe. I mean, it's. I have to wait to see it because I remember being burned pretty bad by Claris and thus turning in AppleWorks. By the way, Kari points out, he uses Notepad. He rocks.
Notepad,
yeah.
Dude. Oh, okay.
What's a spell checker? Let me grab the Webster's.
Notepad is only good for two things, man. Taking notes on a telephone call and writing crude base-level HTML.
Yeah, really crude. Really crude. So anyhow, any other words or news other than you're going to be sailed away and you're going to drown in Ohio?
Well, tonight I'm going to go ahead and see if I can do a little bit of blogging.
Oh.
I'm going to be up for a while doing a little bit of email. I've also been around in Ohio. It's been pretty interesting here. Tomorrow I'm headed up to some little bastard location 40 miles east of Cleveland for a bunch of DeLorean people for a big convention.
Nice.
And we're going to see where we'll take it from there. But in the meantime, yeah, I do have some interesting stories to tell from Columbus from some personal experience. And I know that we got like Akari out there, and he's a coworker as well. So to a little shout out to everybody that I work with right there. Please know that right now I feel like a communist cosmonaut, you know, in the open space that came back down and found out that the entire empire had crumbled and gone.
What? Where the fuck is that coming from?
You know exactly what I'm talking about, dude.
Oh, yes.
About this offline.
Oh, yes. We'll talk more about that later.
Yeah. Yeah. But anyhow, yeah.
Inside thing. Sorry, Diggs, I know.
Shout out to everybody. And I am due back in Vegas next Friday, probably morning, early afternoon. So, jet lagged or not, I will do my best.
Wait, this coming Friday, the 21st.
That is right, the 21st, I shall return.
Cool. Keep me informed.
Yeah, you got it, man.
Keep Diggs informed because he's burning out sitting here at the studio.
Here's Ohio has to offer, but hey.
Snow. Oh, Jesus, I heard that in the background.
Oh, by the way, man, big shout out to Akari. Because he recommended Dave and Buster's and that hellacious hilarity of that crazy-ass night of drunkenness to come along, he gets to have a Dave and Buster's shot glass I won.
Okay. We'll talk about that. We'll see all that when you get back here. All right, thanks for calling in, Claude.
Not a problem. Have a good
night, warm.
Everybody.
Stay warm.
Bye.
Peace. Yeah, Claude Bowles calling in.
Mr. Claude Bowles.
The man who normally sits and farts in your chair.
That's right.
So
noticed it was smelling a little better in here recently, though.
Yeah, he's been gone for 2 weeks. Yeah, there you go. Anywho, where does that leave us? Because, I mean, that only left us 7 minutes to cover one more topic, and the other topic's a big one. So I think I'll hold off for next week on that one.
Yeah, that was the, yeah, okay.
That was the one talking about people in their computers and more computer talk because, you know, we're geeks here at SpankWagon.net.
Yeah.
I mean, anything you want to add?
Max.
I saw the studio engineers here.
It's not that I dislike Max. It's just I learned on a PC.
You know, and that's it. I learned on both at the same time.
Actually, that's not even true. My first computer was I called Dinosaur Jr. It was one of those little Mac all-in-one deals.
What were those things called?
What, the Mac SE30, or was it a,
one of those
was
old,
it a Mac Classic? Or
maybe it was the little square box
with
the monitor.
Well, let me ask
in
you this. Let me ask you this. Let me ask you this. The keyboard, was it a regular prong, like three or four prong, or was it a phone cord?
I think it was pronged.
Okay, so it probably was a Mac Classic or a Mac SE30. Funny thing is, I think I have that in the Mac Museum closet that I have.
But those weren't like modern day computers. You know what I mean? I mean, those could
they
do.
They were no, but,
mean,
but those came
could,
out like
you
91.
You could get on a bulletin board maybe or a PBS or something.
But that was
it,
that's all you could do back then.
That's true, yeah.
You hook up a printer, you print out stuff, you get online with a bulletin board. That's it. That's all they were meant for, you know, back then.
Right.
Now you're what you're running into. You want a computer that has functionality. I mean, look at what we run on the station. The cameras and the outstreams.
Well, is there a Mac that it can do what I wanted that Sony to do?
You know what? Yeah.
Well, I haven't seen it. I went and looked at the Macs for RCA inputs. I didn't see one that existed.
Yeah, I mean, all you have to do usually is...
And trust me, that Mac guy would have pulled one out of his ass to sell me a Mac.
Probably
I mean,
would have.
He was, yeah.
They're pretty intense over there at the Apple
man.
Store. We had a friend who used to work in Apple Store, and they're very intense and
I
very...
I felt like kicking his teeth in, as a matter of fact. But,
ooh, that's not good.
No, he was annoying.
See, now, I'm a Mac guy because, you know, I've always had friends on Macs, and I've always been a Mac user. And
if you want to sell more Macs as a salesman, phone's ringing, how about tell me why I should buy a Mac instead of insulting me for using a PC?
See, the thing... Spankwagon Radio, you're on the air.
Hey, it's Ariane.
Hey, how's it going, Red Rum?
Hey, so what are you guys talking about?
I don't have a clue. It's all over my head.
We're basically saying he just asked the question as to how should a salesperson sell a Mac aside from trashing Windows? And let me answer that real quick, and we'll get to what you want to.
Or why don't they?
I'll tell you what.
Try a technique other than trashing the PC.
I think a lot of it is because the PC people always find it very easy to attack us, and it's a defensive. Now, dude, that's a bad excuse.
There's a reason the PC people attack you.
That's because of the old Mac Classic. It was not the greatest. Now,
No. Not even product-based. It's not even an issue of which is a better product. Sorry, caller. We'll get to a question if you have one real quick. It's because the way the Mac users are.
See, now I don't see that. Do you think that about me?
They're rap? No, you haven't been that way.
And I'm a Mac user. I'm a hardcore Mac user.
You haven't been that way.
It's clawed that way.
But you've seen them on the internet.
I
mean, they're just rabid, man. It's like, you're an idiot for using anything else. But anyway.
Caller, you had a question.
Well, I was just going to say, is the Mac PC war is kind of dying down now. And now what I've been seeing is sort of like the AMD Intel war coming.
You know, the whole AMD Intel versus, you know, the chip wars, I mean, that's just a... To me, that's nothing. I mean, that's just like a script kiddie thing, you know, where they just sit there and bicker to bicker. You know, the Mac versus Windows, that was more of an argument to me because they were two entirely different tools. You know, they were I guess, well, again, using the analogy, they're both hammers, but one hammer did one kind of a job, like a tack hammer. Another hammer was another kind of hammer, like a five-pound sledge. They're the same tool, but they have different purposes.
Oh, let me guess, the Mac was the five-pound
sledge. I'm not telling you which is which, in my opinion, because honestly... You know, in all honesty, I'm a Mac user. I use Macintosh because I can use Unix apps. And I use Unix for almost everything.
Tyke says Red Rum sounds hot. Where's your webcam, girl?
I don't have one. Aww. I'm married now.
Oh, congratulations.
She's going to be a famous screenwriter. She's been on our show before. This cool. is one of our former guests and a very faithful listener. At least hopefully now, maybe. Again.
Yeah.
Are you finally sleeping through the night?
No.
No, yeah, neither here. I'm on the three-hour power snap schedule.
I'm on, like, well, she's eating every 3 hours, so it's like an hour down, an hour up, and then an hour eating.
So, yeah, about the two-and-a-half-hour power snap schedule.
I do not miss those days.
Really? Because we heard news. No, I'm just kidding. No! So, I mean, anything else? Any other questions? Anything else?
I just wanted to say that CES sucked. I came back from maternity leave early so I could go see CES,
uh-huh.
And it completely sucked. Well, I thought I was going to see, like, a whole bunch of new, and it, you know, blow my mind electronics, and I saw just the same old crap that's been out there on the shelf.
Same old crap, but packaged to look, you know, like something new.
Not even something new.
Really?
It didn't even look new.
Damn.
It was just awful.
Hmm.
I was so pissed.
So that's our official Spankwagon CES report, because I didn't go. I mean, I didn't bother to go at all. So thank you very much, everyone, because, you know, everybody, I mean, a lot of people were saying CES is like, you know, you had whole sections devoted to iPod. Everything had something they could plug into an iPod. And then, you know, a bunch of MP3 players. So it was, you know, kind of that kind of a market this year, but you know, maybe the computers are dying down.
What about like the PlayStation wasn't out there with their new P2P or whatever it is? The handheld
Red Room?
The PlayStation?
Yeah, what? I didn't hear you.
The PlayStation handheld, did they have that out there?
No, I didn't see it.
Did you see anything like anything from Nintendo or anything?
No. In fact, I thought, see, my company is GES, Greyhound Exposition, and they're the ones that set up the show.
Okay.
So, like, I was hearing from the Teamsters, you know, oh, yeah, they've got, like, the new Xbox, but, you know, the next generation Xbox is coming.
Right.
So when they finally put up all the booths, I went down to Microsoft, and I thought it was the same old Xbox with Halo.
Just nothing new, same old technology.
Same old technology. They didn't have PlayStation 3. Sony's booth sucked.
Well, PSP's next, I think, for PlayStation.
Yeah, PSP, because they want to go over to the handheld market.
Right.
Red Room, thank you very much for your call.
No problem.
And try to listen in more often, all right?
All right.
Thanks.
She sounds fairly hot. I have to agree with that.
Red Room's cool. Red Room's very cool.
Cool is cool, but cool. Is she hot? Have we seen her?
No. I don't know. Anywho, I think I need to start wrapping this shit up.
Oh, just getting started, man. This is only a two-hour show? What wimps, man.
Yeah, well, you know, it can't be cool like King Hesh and have a four-hour show. Ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to the greatest radio show on Friday nights.
Spankwagon Radio.
I want to say a big thank you to everybody involved and everybody helping out. First off, thank you, Mr. Diggs, for filling in yet again this week. I know that this has been a horrible pain to sit and hang out in the studio playing darts all day.
Well, I didn't play darts all day. I played a little online poker as well.
See, horrible style.
Yeah.
Want to say a big thank you, of course, for bringing LV Rocks and let me play here and fart in the big chair.
By the way, I've been warming up this one a little bit for Queen Ace.
Want to say a big thank you to our syndicates. Want to say thank you to PlanetRadio.U. We just got evil stare.
I just got the evil eyeball from Queen Hesh.
That's actually a studio gnome. Or studio troll, you know.
Oh, okay.
So want to say a big thank you to PlanetRadio.us. Also, Radio306.com. Want to say a big thank you to RsAnime.com, VFTP.net. And, of course, if we're not live, we're in the archive. And that's along with Subject to Discussion. But not that.
I haven't shared my abilities with you.
Wow.
So I thought I had to.
This has been the most perfect episode of Spankwagon Radio ever.
For the sake of the trolls.
For the sake of the trolls here. I'm your host, Trencher. My guest co-host, Mr. Diggs. Thank you very much. We'll be back next week.